Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 443 of Signals from Mars. I'm your host, Victor. And for this episode, I bring you a really cool interview with Kat from Hoaxxed. There's one small issue. There's an issue with my mic, which doesn't sound as good as usual, but I do think that the interview is cool as is, so I wanted to bring it to you guys anyway. So we'll get into that next.
I'm ready.
Let's do it!
Quick reminder that in addition to hosting Signals from Mars, I've also worked behind the scenes helping other podcasters. With over 16 years of experience and more than 1,200 episodes that I've produced or appeared on, I offer podcasting editing, ghost hosting interviews, and repurposing content into viral clips, show notes, transcripts, and social media posts. If you've got a podcast and need help making it sound professional, or if you want to turn your episodes into content that actually grows your audience, I can help. Check out the podcasting services page over at signalsfrommars.com. Just go all the way to the right on the menu. You'll see Work With Me, hover over that, and you'll see Podcast Services and Sponsorship. Let me help you make your podcast stand out. Speaking of sponsorships, Signals from Mars is sponsored by listeners like you and also by great sponsors. If you've got a brand, product, or service that connects with rock and metal fans, I'd love to work with you. Our audience isn't casual. They're collectors, concert goers, and gear buyers who support the bands and brands they love. Sponsorship packages start at just $150 a month and include on-air mentions, social media plugs, and even product features. If you want to connect with a loyal rock and metal audience, head on over to the sponsorship page on signalsfrommars.com to learn more. So usually when I set up one of these recording sessions, I mean, listen, the session itself is live. I can edit it afterwards. But if the audio is shitty, the only thing you can really do is try to redo the interview. In this case, I mean, yeah, my audio isn't up to snuff like I usually want it to be using this mic. For whatever reason, it seems as if when the session started, it picked up one of my other mics, a laptop mic, or maybe even the webcam mic. So for that, I do apologize. I do think that although my audio isn't great, it's okay. But you can definitely hear Kat. You could hear her talk about Hoaxxed, about the new album that is dropping, Death Knocks. And I really wanted to get her on the show because, for example, this is in the vein that a lot of the bands that my patrons are talking about, like On Two Others and Lord of Lost and Creeper and things of that nature, where they're mixing, more of a gothic element to hard rock and metal. And I think that Hoaxxed slots right in there. I think this is a really good album and it sounds absolutely great, which is something that we start to talk about at the beginning of the interview. So I hope that regardless of how my mic sounds for the interview, I hope that you guys still appreciate the interview itself. I do want to thank John Freeman for helping set everything up. I do also want to thank my patrons, Stephen Saylor, Stephen Hoker, Jeremy Weltman, Mike Jones, Brad Dahl, Mark Striegel, Gabriel Ruiz, Chris Vaglio, Metal Dan, Johan Erdestrom, Ed Ferguson, Anthony Mackey, Tony Espin, and Sean Richmond. I really appreciate your support. If you see any of the shows that I do with countdowns, if you want to appear during the episodes, become a patron. You can do so for as little as $2 a month. We will be doing an episode on 1980 shortly. So if you want to vote on that, send me your 10 favorite albums, 10 favorite hard rock or metal albums that did come out in 1980. You can email your list to signalsfrommars@signalsfrommars.com. It will be a fun episode. All of us music nerds will be debating what album should have been one, two, what didn't appear in the top 10, so on and so forth. It will be fun as usual. In any event, let's check out this interview with Kat from Hoaxxed. If you enjoy what you hear, please pick up Death Knox. Here we go. Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of Signals from Mars. I'm your host, Victor, and joining me today is Kat from the band Hoaxxed. How are you, Kat?
Hey, I'm good. What's up?
I'm doing good myself. Great. So you're about to release your new album, Death Knox.
That's right.
Instantly, when I heard the album, what really caught me was the difference in sound from your previous album. Not so much the music you're playing, but there seems to be like a sonic injection with this album where it just sounds over the top how good it sounds.
Oh, thank you. I think this, the biggest component on this album that's different is obviously April writing on the album with us. She brought a really robust classic rock background. She loves classic metal. And I think the biggest thing she lent to this album is obviously her vocals. She did a lot of very harsh character type vocals on this album that really brings a lot more character to the songs. And then her bass playing too, it was just a lot more elevated. That, I mean, Kim and I wrote bass and recorded it on the last albums, but we are not bass players. And April is a professional. And like what she brought was just a lot more energy and a lot more nuance to the songs and what she wrote.
Okay. And how long did it take you guys to find April? Did April, you know, was this something where you kind of knew somebody who knew her, or did you audition? What was the whole process there?
I wish I had a better story than this. We just knew April already, and we've actually never played a Hoaxxed show without April. She's always been in the band since we started playing live. But we didn't add her as an official member until this album, and that's only because we wrote the EP before we'd ever played live. We recorded Two Shadows while we were like going out on tours, and we just didn't have an opportunity to get her in the studio with us. But she is part of the Portland metal scene. We've been friends with her for years. She's in a couple of other really rad bands. And when we needed a live bass player, she was just the first person we went to. She was the obvious choice, and it was a perfect fit. And so it was kind of an audition to go out on the road with her for a month and see how it went. And it was great. I mean, it was the perfect match. She was just there all along.
Okay. And between Two Shadows and the new album, it's been a few years. So
it's been a few years.
Yeah. The material, was it something that you guys started working on after Two Shadows, or is it something that you guys decided, you know, a year ago, hey, let's start writing music?
We've been working on it since before we were done recording Two Shadows. So the first song that's on the album, Where the Seas Fall Silent, we actually wrote that while we were in the studio with Two Shadows. So that one is over 3 years we've been working on that. And then the rest of the album was kind of a slow trickle. We were on the road a lot. We were touring. We were kind of getting like our bearings as having like a three piece in the band. And we just started like slowly writing together and experimenting. And then once we were done with our last tour, like we had 2024, we were like, we want to write the album this year. Like, this is going to be the year that we buckle down and we write it. And we did. And then Kim in November found out that she was pregnant. And so then all of a sudden we had like a deadline where she was like, I want to get these drum parts recorded before I have this baby. We were like, all right, let's finish this album and get in the studio. And so we were in the studio last year, right around this time in January, recording her drum parts. And she was pregnant. She killed it. And now her son's here and she plays on the record all the time. It's great.
And so it says in the press release that it took you guys 8 days to record.
8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
is kind of neat because usually, unless you're recording from home, most bands take how long to record things?
I know. And we have a dream of one day doing that where you like rent the house, do the studio, like spend months writing and recording the album. We tend to write better when we're like in our comfort of our practice space. It's just easier for us to write. So we had this album, we had all the parts done before we got in the studio, and we thought we'd be there for about 10 or 12 days. And we just flew through the parts. We like, we're so comfortable with them. We had such a clear vision for what we wanted on this. And Gabe helping us with it again, recording it, like he knows us very well. He knows what we're going for. And it was just a really easy process in the recording studio. We did 2 days on drums, which is wild. Kim is a machine. Like, she just, these parts she lays down, and she did the entire album, all 8 of the tracks she's on, in 2 days. And then we moved on to guitar, vocals, and honestly, vocals were probably the longest session that we were in recording for, because we were experimenting with April and like getting that sound that we wanted on the record and giving her space to experiment. But yeah, 8 days in and out, the whole record was done. And I'm proud to say there's nothing that we feel like we missed. Like, there was nothing we were like, oh man, we forgot to get that part. So it was great.
When you got into the studio, you're saying that you did experiment a little with April there.
Oh yeah.
What did that help you do? For example, is there anything that by including April in the studio, did it liberate you to do, maybe try something different or do something that in the past you said, know what, it's better off that she handled this now?
Sure. Yeah, that's super fair. I think April brings such a power that it like definitely takes the pressure off of me to bring, like, she's bringing that behind all of the tracks. Like, there's just this extra oomph that she puts in there. So it definitely takes a little bit of the pressure off me, but I did feel the need to experiment as well, because it's fun. You know, we're all in the booth. We put me in the booth, Kimmy and April are in the recording area, and then, you know, we swap. And it's just so fun to like hear what everyone's trying and get all excited, like, do it again, do this, like try something different. And yeah, I mean, I think I laid down more vocal tracks on this album than I definitely did in the past ones. We played around a lot more with harmonies. And then having April, like, she can sing, you know, normal. She can also sing harsh. She's got these crazy whispers that she does. I mean, there's like so much range there that she brought she had a general idea of what she wanted to do on the songs, but once she got in the booth, we were like, oh yeah, do that character. Like, that voice that you're doing is what fits this song. We had a lot of fun.
As a result of that, is there any song that turned out better than what you had expected once you recorded it?
Oh man. I mean, I think my favorite song off this album is The Fallen, which I would not have expected that going into this. It's like kind of more of like a ballady, like chuggy march kind of song, and I tend to like the like higher energy ones. But what April brought to that song and like what we were able to do and the harmonies really changed my perspective of that one. And I think that's also my favorite song to play live, which is, it's different when you play it live than what we recorded, but I don't know, I love that one, and I think it's because of how much fun we had recording it.
Okay. And as far as the sound, which I mentioned before the album, is that something due to how the album was engineered, how it was mixed later on?
I mean, I think we went into this one knowing that we wanted it to be darker, and we wanted to pull April's influence in and make sure that it was like a very prominent part of the sound. But I will say that Arthur, who mixed the album, he gave it all new life. He breathed so much more energy into this album. He was fantastic, and we never worked with him in person. It was all virtual, And he was so great at hearing our feedback and understanding exactly what we wanted and what was also needed for the songs. And I mean, I think he was like the seal on top of everything that just brought it all together. We had this general idea and he executed it, made it happen. He was phenomenal.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what's neat though, with everything that you're saying, what stands out to me is with you guys incorporating April into the band, other bands, you know, well, we brought somebody else on, but you know, we've already written the songs. We've already done this. It seems like you guys right from the start decided that she was going to be it.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
An equal part like the other two. Like you and... Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. My perspective is like, what's the point of doing it if we all... Like, this is a band democracy. Like, what's the point of doing it if we all don't have equal parts? I mean, it's not as fun. You know, like you all want to have equal say. We all have a say in all the things that the band does, all of the choices we make, everything from like the merch, the songwriting, to like what tours we go on. And yeah, I mean, it's great. It's really nice to have the support of like two band members who are in it with you. And then it's also, we all get to craft this vision together and make it exactly what we want. And yeah, April was like game from the beginning. We asked her, we were like, this is what we're proposing as you being a member of the band. And she was like, I'm in. And she took it and ran. I mean, she did the album artwork for this one. Like, she just dove straight in. It was great.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. The band is classified as so many different things. I've seen hard rock. I've seen heavy metal. I've seen gothic rock. all the different labels that are placed on the band. Which one sticks out to you? And you say, yeah, I don't see that one.
I think it's hard. I have a hard time classifying music in general into genres, and especially with your own music, it's pretty tricky. I think the one I'm most flattered by is goth rock. Whenever people say that, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. The one that we've gotten that I totally disagree with is we've toured with a lot of black metal bands, and people will call us black metal. And I'm like, we are absolutely not black metal. Like, I will not do that genre. That disturbs, like, love black metal. We are not black metal. But I think, yeah, generally, like, I get where the rock, the hard rock, there are some metal elements. We all love metal. We're in the metal scene here in Portland. And there's definitely, you know, punk, goth, there's a lot of them. It's music, you know, whatever makes you feel good.
Right. Yeah, I don't hear any jazz chords thrown in there anywhere.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not that experimental. No math rock.
talk to us a little bit about the Portland metal scene. For those of us that are ignorant to what the scene is up there, what it's about, what are some of the bands that people should look towards? What are some of the bands that you guys look up to or consider, you know, sisters or brothers when it comes to going out and playing?
Yeah, absolutely. The Portland metal scene it's alive and it's super supportive. I came from the Midwest, from like the Detroit area, and I came from there thinking like that's like where rock is. And I mean, the metal scene in Portland does not compare to like the Detroit rock scene does not compare to how Portland's vibrant metal scene. It's super supportive. There's a ton of venues. There's always shows going on, and they're packed shows. People show up and support this community. We just did a music video last weekend where we asked friends and family to come out and help us. And the turnout was incredible. Like, we had a last minute heads up for people like, hey, come help us do this thing. And they all showed up. They all participated. It's super supportive. And then in terms of friends, we're really close with Unto Others. They're out here and they're rad. We love those guys. We play a bunch of shows with them. We've done a few like mini tours around the Pacific Northwest. And then the breakout of that band out of that band is Stress Test. We're pretty close with those guys too. I think those are probably the main two, I would say. But there are, yeah, the Portland metal scene is great. It's incredibly welcoming, incredibly supportive.
Yeah, Unto Others gets pretty decent play amongst the people that follow my show. So that's cool to hear.
yeah, we love those guys. They're great.
Yeah. When people talk about the Northwest music scene, they almost always point towards Seattle. Yeah. Obviously, Portland, completely different state. One's Washington, one's Oregon. Have they ever tried to group you guys with anything related to Seattle as a result?
Yeah, I mean, we tend to use just the term Pacific Northwest because it just encompasses all of it. But yeah, we get a lot of crossover between that scene and our scene. And I think they're pretty similar. I prefer Portland because I'm biased, but there definitely is like a pretty robust scene up there too. And same thing, tons of venues. We're actually playing up there around the release. We're going to be playing at El Corazon in Seattle. And that's a great classic venue. I always love playing there.
You're on Relapse. How big a deal is it for you guys to be on such a legendary label that's had so many known bands?
I mean, like, I still can't really wrap my head around it, and it's been 4 years. When Relapse reached out, we had we'd self-released our EP, the four songs, we put it online, and it landed in the right hands that it got to Relapse, and they reached out. And when we got that email, I thought it was fake. I was like, there's no way that Relapse is reaching out to us based on this four song EP that we put out. I've been in bands since I was, you know, a teenager, and I've never had label interest. And then the one passion project we did over COVID is the one that landed. It's a dream come true. I know it sounds super cheesy, but like, Relapse is a label that I've always really respected and loved all the bands that are on it. And then being a part of that family has been really cool. And they are super supportive. We hand them our album and they have no notes. There's just, if this is what you guys want to put out and this is what you believe in, this is what we'll release on your behalf. And that's been really great. They just believe in what we want to make and they support us. So they've been a fantastic partner.
That's cool.
Yeah.
As far as the physical copy of Death Knox, what are you guys releasing? Are you releasing vinyl, CDs, cassette? What do you have going on?
No cassettes for this one, but we are doing vinyl and CD, and there's two different vinyl colors. And then they always do a limited run of clear vinyl just for us to have too. So we'll probably give a couple of those away on our socials. But yeah, I'm going to get the albums. They're shipping at the beginning of next month. And I'm going to actually have, like, I'm so excited to have them.
Cool. Yeah, we're actually, for those that are listening to this or watching the video version, we're recording this the 22nd of January, and the album comes out in roughly a month, right?
Yeah, it's on the 13th, on Friday, 13th of February, Friday the 13th, which is very fitting.
Was that purposely done, the Friday the 13th?
Relapse picked that date, but yeah, I think like that just fits our vibe really well. It was like, it kind of felt like it was either going to be a Friday the 13th release or another release in the fall around like Halloween time. And so when they told us Friday the 13th, we were like, yeah, that's perfect. That totally makes sense. That's kind of around Valentine's, or it is around Valentine's Day. There's like this, that dark, like romance aspect of it. I think it fits really well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. You mentioned shows. Where are you guys going to be playing around the release of the album? And what do you guys have planned for 2026 when it comes to playing?
Yeah, so right around the album, we're just doing a Pacific Northwest tour. We're going to play Vancouver, British Columbia, Seattle, Washington, and Bellingham, Washington. And then about a month later, we're going to be back in Portland. We're going to do our hometown release show then. So we've got those four shows. And those are the only ones that we have solidified right now that I can talk about. But we're working on tours. We want to get back on tour so badly. We have missed it. We really, really like to tour. And we can't wait to get back to the East Coast of the United States. I want to go to Europe this year or next year. I want to go to Mexico. I want to spend more time in Canada. There's just so many places. And then like the top tier dream would be if we got to like Asia or anywhere over there. So it's just anywhere that will take us, we want to go. But we're working with a couple of different bookers right now to try to get tours, and hopefully we'll have more soon to share. Yeah, I can't wait.
Do you think history will repeat itself and you guys will start writing material for a follow-up while on tour?
Probably. I'm already writing lyrics for the next album. I have no idea what the theme is going to be. We typically figure that out like 4 or 5 songs in, but we're already starting to write a little bit about it. I mean, it's I think this last one, the stretch between the albums was a bit longer than we typically would like, but it was just how everything played out. And with all the life changes and everything that was happening, it made sense. But I think with this one, we'd love to get into the studio a little bit sooner than 3 years from now. It'd be great.
Right. And that will, I mean, for a lot of people, a lot of artists have mentioned this to me over the years, that what they write really encapsulates an album, like an old photo album. It encapsulates that part of their life. So you guys are still, from what you're saying, you're going to be figuring out the theme and where you guys are going when the ball kind of just starts to get rolling.
Yeah. This last one, it kind of made sense. Like, we went on tour with a bunch of black metal bands and got like very in touch with the idea of death. And like it's clearly a product of what we are experiencing and going through together. So yeah, this next one, we'll see. I'm like, it feels like there's another evolution that can happen for sure. And we'll figure out where we land.
Cool. Yeah. Where should people go to pick up Death Knox? That ensures that the most amount of money gets back in the band's pockets.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say. Thank you. Relapse sells it through Bandcamp. But if you really want to get it direct, you can buy it from us at shows. We sell it on the road. And then we also have a Bandcamp where we're selling our own merch. And those are like most of the t-shirts and that kind of thing. We're actually shipping those ourselves. I get a lot of requests from people to sign merch. And I think like if it's the music merch, typically it's shipped from Relapse on the East Coast. So I can't sign those. But if you buy like the t-shirts off our Bandcamp, I can sign those.
Cool.
Yeah.
How involved are you guys in the t-shirt design? You mentioned that April was the one who designed the album cover.
Yeah. The new one that just is coming out, that's with the pre-release right now, that's Relapse. They took our album art and made their own version of it. But all the other t-shirts, like Candlemaster, the High Seas shirt, Where the Seas Fall Silent, Where Good Won't Go. Those are all ones that we worked with artists that we like to make. There's like a different artist on each one, and it's all people that we just loved what they were doing in this scene and reached out to them with ideas, and they came back with this artwork, and it's a collaborative process. But yeah, we do that in all of our shirts, and I love it. It's like this fun extra side of the music part. You get to work with other artists doing their craft too. It's great.
Any artists that you haven't had a chance to work with that you wanted to?
Oh man, we do have like a short list of artists right now that we like. Honestly, we see other bands' t-shirts and we're like, that is such a sick t-shirt. Who did they work with? Yeah. And then we find out who that artist is and contact them. So there are a few people we're going to reach out to for this next run, but we haven't figured out which one specifically. So we'll see. We'll see. But hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll get another one rolling.
Okay. Should people wear your band shirts to your shows?
I love this question. So I do that. Like when I go to see my friends' bands, I'll wear their shirt, but I'm doing it because like I know what the stigma is and I don't care. I think it's fun to be like in front of them, like I'm wearing your shirt. I mean, I love it when people show up and they're wearing the Hoax merch. Like it always starts a conversation of like, where did you get that shirt? Like, did you come to another show? Have I met you before? So that's great. And I honestly, like, if you support the band, I'm not going to think less of you for wearing our merch. That's great. You're supporting us. It's rad. And if you show up with another band shirt too, then we can talk about that band. So,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. What about wearing your own merch?
I do not wear my own merch to shows, but I respect it when I see a band get on stage and they're wearing their own shirt. That is a new level of confidence. I love that. I mean, all of our shirts that we make, like I love them because we picked the design. We worked with the artist. So we don't make a shirt that we wouldn't wear. So right. If someone runs into me at the grocery store, I might be wearing my own shirt, but I wouldn't do it on stage.
Gotcha. Okay.
A little bit too meta, you know, playing the songs, wearing the shirt. Like, yeah.
Where should people go to keep up with the band?
Yeah. We're pretty active on social and Instagram. We love to chat with people on there, and any engagement we're stoked on. So that's a really good place to find us. We also have a website, we're hoaxband.com, and we're always posting things there. But I mean, honestly, the best place is live at shows. Like we really enjoy seeing people. We're always back at the merch table to meet people at the end. That's my favorite part about what we're doing is sharing music with people and meeting them in person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. I want to thank you for your time, Kat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. lot of fun talking to you, and the album sounds great, as I said at the beginning, and I wouldn't say that if I didn't really mean that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And yeah, thank you for the time. Thanks for doing this. I love the name of this podcast. This is so fun. It's like Signals from Mars. I like it. And yeah, thank you for the time. I appreciate that you listened to the album and that you're giving us the platform to talk about it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime you guys want to come back on and discuss Hoax, I'm more than happy to have you guys back on.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Next time we might be able to get April and Kim to join me too. We could do a dual interview.
Sounds good.
All right, great. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Signals from Mars podcast. You can subscribe to the show on all your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, and more. Go to signalsfrommars.com for more information. This concludes our show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.